Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful evening. It's Friday night, and we're going to do healings tonight, and also we have a special sponsor tonight, which Sylvia will mention in a little bit here. But let's first get us more centered so that we're able to enjoy this show a lot more and have additional healing. So first thing that we always do is entity releases, and the entities are little spirits around us, which we call emotional bodies. Another word could be ghost. And they get into our energy system, and they shouldn't be with us. So we're going to just release them now. So work with the bottom of our feet now, working up. And just maybe put your consciousness there, kind of feel if you sense a change. Because most people actually feel something if they tune into their body. And this is body energy that you're going to be feeling. So here we go, up to our ankles, up to our knees, up to our waist, and working on ribs. I mean, somebody has some bruised ribs out there or something. Very interesting. So they're taking away entities from bruised ribs. There we go. And a lot of energies there. If you have bruised ribs, you might want to mention that on the fast chat. I'm just curious here now. And here we go, working up now to shoulders and arms and fingers, your wrist naturally. And here we go. Now we're going up to our neck and our head area. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body now. So the procedure is that we have to clear off the negative trauma that your spirit has got imprinted with through the negativity. There's little fragments of you. Remember, your spirit just kind of comes up in each now period. If you're traumatized or something like that, in pain, your spirit must leave because it can't handle the vibration. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. And for most people, they'll feel heavier after this year, and you might feel the healing effect of your spirit because you're going to feel some tingles happening and maybe even a bunch of warmth in a certain part of your body. So I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and bring more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, more of you is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do a chakra alignment for everybody. And here we go. Heart center. Boy, is that off on some of you. Holy cow. Turned around. So let's move it around here. Must have been a rough week for some of you out there. There we go. Well, I'm yawning. Okay, now go to your throat chakras. Not too bad there. Third eye, not too bad. Power chakra, way out again. So you might feel it actually move inside of your body like a little internal earthquake. There we go. Perfect. Second chakra looks okay, and first, good. We'll do an opening now for those who want to have more spirit energy, more energy inside of their body with your chakras. And this allows you to have better healing. So here we go. Go to your heart center. So heart center connection now, and we'll do an opening. I'll use the word spin, 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 open, and going up to your throat chakra. Oh man, probably from the heart residue. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Go down now to your solar plex area, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Or second chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Boy, more troubles there. Spin, spin, okay. Got to work with your second chakras now. This must be a rough week for some of you out there. Like I said earlier, this is the worst that I've had on the BBS program so far. There we go. Second chakra's in alignment. Second, spin, 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 open. First chakra. Great. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So again, nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. And you may want to do this yourself. In fact, I would encourage it. Do this daily, maybe a few times, if not just once. So here we go. Think of an elevator, 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart. And you want to have that mental body, you know, that mind chatter, surrender to your heart center. And it has to do that in order for you to become heart-centered. Otherwise, you're going to be inside of your head and dealing with the energy in time, which is the collective consciousness energy, and actually it's the ET energy that you don't want to really connect to that's controlling you. So when you're in your heart center, you're in the moment. When you're in the mind, you're in time. And another way of saying it, when you're in the mind energy, you're in karma. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just put some music on and just kind of enjoy. Connect with your spirit. And just find out what you need to know. If you don't get the information now, then tell your spirit that you're not getting it. You don't hear it. It's hearing you, and say, you need to communicate with me in some other way, and then select a way. Say, I want to see you in newsprint talking to me, maybe through a song, maybe through conversations that you overhear in other people, just something like that, because it needs to have the format, because it's trying desperately, but you have to be able to be attuned and awakened to this. So here we go. Heart-centered here. Have this wonderful experience. And again, connect to your heart, your spirit. Just ask for knowledge, information, because it knows how to connect to you and how to bring you that information that you're asking for. Our co-host out there in cyberspace, are you Brown?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And like Ron said earlier, we have a very special night here on our radio program. Actually, we have a special guest on, which is one of our listeners that those of you who are on the Fast Chat regularly, I'm sure will recognize, and that's Chris from Florida. Chris is a great young man who's a wonderful athlete and performing artist, and he's been with us on the Fast Chat and on some of the conference calls, and just been a wonderful addition to our Creation Lightship group, and so he's coming on tonight to sponsor this program. Thank you so much for doing that, Chris, and welcome to our show this evening, and I'll just turn it over to you to get started with whatever question you'd like to start with for Ron.
Okay. Thanks, Sylvia. Okay, Ron, can I ask to for all of us to be brought into the moment?
Sure, okay. Great question. So let's this is a healing that we do off and on. Remember, our mind's either in the past, in the moment, or in the future. So a lot of times we go in all different directions at once. So we're going to bring everything back into the present moment here. And when you're in the moment, then it's you're actually more heart-centered. So here we go. People who are in the future with their thoughts, you can be in all these places at one time. We're going to just combine them together. So here we go. I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now for those who are in the past with your thoughts, living in the past, thinking of past thoughts, I'm going to bring you into the moment. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. So you should be able to be a little more centered in the present moment and experience this show without having thoughts interrupting you and going elsewhere with your mind consciousness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, Chris, that was a great suggestion. It's wonderful to just get into the present moment. And have you experienced that with your lightship healings that you've had, is that you've been able to come more into the present moment in your life?
Certainly. You know, I don't feel as spread out. Not only, I mean, I don't really think too much these days, but whenever I ponder something or when I'm involved in something, I feel present. I feel like I'm there. I feel like I have everything that I need to manifest what's necessary in the moment. And I really appreciate it. It's not like anything I've ever had before dealing with the creation lightship healings, and I'm very grateful for it.
Oh, that's wonderful, Chris. I'm so happy to hear that. So do you have a next question or a request for Ron?
I do have a question. Now, I've heard Ron describe in the past that, you know, being on this planet, whenever we want to create something with someone else, we send energy cords either through just experiencing in the moment or like you might be thinking about someone or something along those lines. I know that we create energy cords and for the people that we're trying to create with. And I was wondering if there is a way that we can create something with someone else without sending energy cords.
That's a very good question.
Great question.
Yeah, that's good. Once you're in your heart center, then your spirit will do the creation for you. And then it can use creation energy, the manifestation energies, to help manifest. And that will not cord anybody. So as long as you can drop into your heart and feel that you are there, you have to have that feeling that you're in your heart. And at that point, you're actually there and you can manifest from your heart center. I think most of us are using our minds because, you know, we're very mental. And I think we do switch over off and on into the heart as you start enjoying what you're doing more. There's a shift that happens, and then time stops. But for some people, they don't necessarily connect to the heart because they've never been in there. And some people, especially we'll say maybe probably more so with women than men, you know, you've probably had bad relationships and you feel like your heart got trashed. And you just don't want to go in there because you know that it's very painful and that there's pain associated with a past relationship. So I do a clearing for that to help people out to clear out those heart energies, a heartache clearing. But basically, yeah, once you get into your heart, then you want to manifest there. This is the whole process. Remember, the dark side just mimics the heart energy. So there's really no difference in creating something, just that you have to be in your heart. So they just took the exact same thing. Instead of being in your heart, they put it back into your mind. And then had you think that you're doing your manifestations up there, which is actually working, doing that, but then you're connecting in a negative way to different things and people, and then it's force of will. So that's the basic difference. It's force of will versus love energy. The love energy is always much better, but we're not really told, in a sense, how to do that, or that we even can manifest from our heart. And a lot of people don't even know that they have a spirit that they can connect with and talk to. So I guess that probably answered the question. So yes, it's the same thing. Remember, the dark side mimicked all of the stuff from your heart. So whatever you're using now for a technique, you know, they probably gave you that technique. Now apply that same technique inside of your heart center when you drop down. And do that dropping down like from 10 to 1 daily. This is a good tool for everyone listening to do. and then do your manifestations from your heart. And then you're going to be drawing people to you, instead of being force of will, that they may be a lot more loving to you in what you're trying to manifest, because they're connecting with that heart center. Back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's a great explanation, and I know so much what you mean when you said that when you're just in your heart center and you're creating from your heart with your spirit, how time stops. And I'm sure all of us can think of examples of times where we felt like that when we were doing something and we just couldn't believe the time just went by. And we can probably also all think about times where, you know, we were doing the opposite, where time just seemed to drag on and on because we weren't in that love energy in our hearts. And boy, it's so great to have this reminder of that and to learn more about how to stay heart-centered so we can keep manifesting like that. And actually, before we go to the next question, Ron, could you mention, because this ties in with this whole manifestation process, this special event that you have coming up, I think it's January 3rd, where people will have that opportunity to, you know, kind of prepare their manifestation intentions for this coming whole year.
Yeah, on the 3rd of January 09, which is coming up shortly here, we have a special conference call. It's 4 hours long. It's much like our regular Saturday calls. And again, it is on Saturday. And this call is going to allow you to sample the Creation Lightship's ascension energy that will be coming for each month. So you're going to have 12 months of energy sampling of what they're intending to bring to consciousness here with the people. So that's what it's about. It's a very nice call. It's a $20 donation or more. So I'd like to have everybody on that call. It's just going to be a great call. This is the third time that we're doing this here. So people loved it the first time. And then last year people called me up, so they wanted to have it again. So I did it the second time, and now we're doing it for the third time. So hopefully we'll have some new people on, and you're in that divine energy all the time. In fact, right now Chris is also in the divine energy of the light ship since he's being a sponsor and on this program too. So Chris, I'll just ask you, do you feel the light ship energy stronger now as you're helping out with this program?
Oh, definitely. I wanted to speak about how when we are brought into the moment, it feels like we have like all of our power with us in order to, and not even power like force of will, but power like the means that we were brought here to manifest with. You know what I mean? Like we're all here. It's such a wonderful, centered, whole feeling, and I love it. I think it's great.
Okay,
yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yep.
I think there is a big difference between force and your own personal empowerment. So, Ron, would you like to address that?
Okay, which way?
Sorry. Well, do you want to ask a specific question on that, Chris? Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great. Would you like to ask Ron a specific question about that?
Oh, about the difference between force of will and creating with your own personal power?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so that's that's a long question here. I don't know how to exactly answer that. When you use force of will, you're actually connecting to people around you and sending out an energetic cord, and that's from the mind energy. And so what can happen is, as you send out your energetic cord, you're like connecting with somebody. So let's just kind of talk about this in physical terms. So you have somebody in the room next to you. It's much like shaking their hand or hugging them, okay? Now, this person naturally could be, you know, miles away from you. But let's just say that for being simplistic here, just to give you a little demonstration. So they're in the room, and you decided to connect your energy with theirs. This is what's actually happening through this cording. So when you shake somebody's hand, then you are giving them, bringing to them a connection to yourself. And on the surface, that sounds wonderful. Now, what happens energetically, we have programs on BBS here where we take away the extraterrestrial critters, okay? The octopus and the black widow and the scorpions and the jellyfish. Well, these we have inside of us, thanks to our wonderful Galactic Federation of not trying to protect us down here. But these energies do body hop. And so when you make that link to somebody, you know, then it's much like we say about the God plane energy, you know, that person and yourself are prey, P-R-E-Y, to this energy. So what happens is this energy can body hop. So you can be taking on into yourself, you know, their octopus energies and also your energies because you made that connection. Think of it as like a two-way freeway. And so that's one bad thing about doing connections with the mind energies, because you're actually connecting to somebody on a level of consciousness that you know nothing about. Now, getting back into the physicality here, well, when you do that, you think, yeah, I'm putting this out to the universe. Well, the universe of darkness, okay, because it's not of the light. Light only works in the now. And so when you put the energy outside of yourself into something to bring something to you, which you know nothing about, but you're hoping that it's going to have a good intent or a good outcome for you, it will work. Everything out there does work to a certain extent. It doesn't matter, you know, what source you're using to connect. But, you know, the negative aspects, when you start using the mind energy, you're taking somebody's energy away from them, and it's force of will. So if you're actually stronger mentally than they are, and you put out more horsepower, you know, you can bring somebody to you naturally. You know, there's plenty of books out, like I mentioned on this here. The Secret is like one of them, you know, which is the way that people manifest with their mind. You know, the book is all about that. You know, and how powerful the mind is. There's probably hundreds of books written on this aspect. But you're bringing in these energies to you and from you to that person. And so you can control somebody with the mind energy. This is, what people do with mind control energies. And it's very negative. With the heart energy will never interfere with anybody else. It just strictly brings in the energy of pure love, and the love actually does a manifestation versus working with it with mind energy and manipulation. So I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, I think so. Did it answer it for you, Chris?
Definitely. It shed some light on, I think, something that there really isn't a lot of information about. As a matter of fact, there's no information about except for on the archives sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Well, great. So what would you like to do next?
Let's see. There's a healing that I really don't know a lot about that I've seen. It's kind of caught my eye. And that healing is the ego mind clearing, I think. Can you tell me what that's all about?
Okay, the ego mind clearing is the clearing that you have before you do a seventh generational clearing. And what this does, it takes away the mindset in this lifetime of what your ancestors have given you as far as the way they thought they needed to live their lives or the way they actually lived their lives, and that's passed on to you. And so you're getting all that information that may be useless to you in this lifetime. Remember, if you go back seven generations, there's a lot of people that lived. There's 256 people, and they all have thoughts, and those thoughts typically will say go back to about the 1800s. You can kind of figure it out on a piece of paper, you know, how old your parents were before they had you. And then if you start getting back further in time, maybe the 1900s, people maybe had children maybe at a much younger age than we have now. So you could be typically have maybe three or four generations at one time. So the process is that how bad their life was, you know. We've come a long way with technologies, you know, to keep warm, et cetera. And, you know, just think of how they lived. You know, you probably have seen movies or pictures of people who lived out maybe in, the north in the United States, or we'll just say Montana, the Dakotas, and, you know, they have just some type of building structure which may not be too warm. So, and then just how hard life actually was. So all that mindset is with you. And that mindset really is not going to serve you today because you're in a whole different area of consciousness. And the energy that you're working with now, you know, you can't go out and find a buggy whip typically in any store. You can't, you know, go out and maybe find horseshoes, you know. I'm sure you can, but typically, you know, you're not going to find it at an Ace Hardware store, you know. And, you know, you don't you know, really need to know about typically farming because you probably buy all your old food, you know, yourself, you know, at a grocery store. Or maybe you just rely on fast food. So all that information that was worthy to those people back then and was passed on with communication from one generation to the next, and maybe they all live together, that really isn't serving you, and it kind of clogs up the information. And so you're actually running their mindset in you on how to run your life in this lifetime with information and life experiences that really will not help you or serve you any longer. So I guess I hope I answered that question okay for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so did that answer things for you, Chris, on that subject? Are you there, Chris?
Sorry, I was talking while the mute was still on.
Yeah, that happens to me, too.
yeah, definitely, because now I have an idea of what head clearing is for and what I guess how I can fit it into the clearings that I have on my list, as it were. I hope Santa's listening.
Speaking of that, don't you have some new gift certificates online that people can take advantage of on the website, Ron?
Yeah, just put on the last few days, so if you want to go there, you can check that out, too. That's very nice to give somebody a nice gift who, you know, would like to have a healing. So that's on the website. We're also bringing out some more healings, too. They're listed now, so if you haven't been to the website in the last couple of weeks, you may want to check it out again. We have more online healings on there. And I'm going to just kind of switch over just slightly here. Somehow what I mentioned about those extraterrestrial critters, the light ship wants me to take out the energy of the octopus out of people. For whatever reason, that's been shown to me about six times so far as we're talking. So they're ready to help you out with that. So this will be something to release. Are you ready, Chris?
Yes, sir. I'm very surprised.
So for the newcomers listening, this will sound pretty sci-fi to you. We do have two shows. I believe one is 10-10 and one is 10-10 of this year and 11-30 of last year. So where I take out these energies. We're going to just focus on one of these, the octopus energy. And the tentacles wrap around your rib cage, wrap around your internal organs, and many things like that. So here we go. I'm going to start taking them out of people. And, wow. So if you have a stomach ache for maybe quite a while, it might go away. Maybe you've had some type of internal organ problem, not knowing what it was. Nobody can figure it out for you. Maybe people who did readings on you just said you have a constriction there. So just kind of think of having a nice bear hug with an octopus, okay? And we're taking these out of you. So first tentacle is released. There's eight of these. Second released. Third released. Fourth released. I feel this around people's hearts. Okay, fifth released. Sixth released. Seven released. Eight released. Now we're going to take the body out. Here it comes. And a lot of people, when I do this at the expos, they actually start yawning and feel it come out of their mouth. So if you do feel that, that's perfectly normal. Here it comes. I'll count to 10. It'll be released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And we'll just get a couple more here that are hanging in you, enjoying your space. Here we go. Coming out. Oh, boy. There we go. Okay. Out. One's out, and we'll get one more out of you here. We can have a lot more than these. This will just show you as a sample type healing what the light ship does for you. I have a special session for that, this type of energy. And we get out as much as we can in about an hour session for you. Out. There we go. Okay, you guys, how's that feel?
Feels wonderful, and you know, as you were talking about that and mentioning that sometimes those tentacles get wrapped around, you know, the heart area, is that another issue that can sometimes help prevent actually people from being able to be in their heart centers?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Having that fear, you may have an underlying fear of what's inside of you, and you don't want to drop down. And maybe it's preventing some of your spirit from working properly, too, because of the darkness around your heart area. You know, I never thought about that, but, yeah, these energies should not be with you. So if you're interested in some sample clearings like this one, go to those 2 days, 10-10 of this year, 08, and 11-30 of last year. And you can actually feel these things leave you. And if you want to pursue that and actually have work done to you, which is very beneficial, you can set up an appointment with me. So anyway, we'll get back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so Chris, you want to mention anything about that experience for yourself?
Wow. Well, I know that everyone has these on them, but I didn't think it would be that strong, that serious. And you know the figure speech monkey on my back, I felt like I had an octopus on my back, apparently. It really, really felt like a strong release. I felt like everything, as it was happening, each tentacle I felt coming off of my body, and my mouth opened up, and I was coughing, and it was pretty much a big clearing for me.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm glad to have it off. Such a sigh of relief.
Yeah, I bet.
Yep.
Wow.
So
wonderful.
People may ask the question now, well, how do I protect myself from these if they've had that experience and felt something leave you? So that's one of the questions, you know, and why did I get them to begin with? Well, the answers are there's really no way to protect yourself from these things that I know of except just to have them released from you because the protection that you're asking for is actually from the Galactic Federation or Galactic Federation of Light that's not helping us because they brought these energies in here. So I mentioned three programs, three shows to watch. One is the God Plane Energy, we'll call it, you know, a 10,000 BC movie, okay? So you may have already seen that, but that one shows about the ET gods, you know, causing trauma and killing us. The other movie, which is called The Mist, and The Mist deals with these extraterrestrial beings that come in here. And in the movie, it just mentions about the government opening up, I don't know, a vortex, a stargate or something. And so I won't say that the government's responsible for these invisible energies here. Maybe a lot of that could have happened, you know, around World War II time. But aside from that, think of how many practitioners are out there claiming that they're going to be bringing into this planet love energy, okay? And you hear people, and I get emails off and on from people saying that on such a date, and today could be a key date because it's 12-12, you know. A lot of the practitioners want to pick those particular numbers of anything, 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, you know what I mean. And so imagine 12-12, there's a lot of ETs are probably jumping up and down, very grateful that these practitioners are working with them in the dark side to bring in energies here. So in the Mist movie, this creature is there. It's physical. And, you know, you have to get a clue. Just think what's coming through you that you can't see. So when people open up wormholes, stargates, you know, vortexes, do divine transmissions to people, trying to figure out how they can help the Earth with love energy, the Earth spirit, all this stuff is all bogus. And all you're doing is bringing in harm, much more energies into the planet here that the lightship has to deal with. And you're actually causing the poor Earth spirit trauma and harm because these energies are affecting it. It's trying to do the ascension. So, you know, our egos are very strong. We think we can do this wonderful light work, whatever that is. I don't like to use that term, light workers, because it doesn't really have a meaning to me other than people who are using their ego selves to attempt to bring something here that is not needed. And remember, the Earth spirit is as big as this planet. It doesn't need your help whatsoever. And so don't even try to bring something in because you're going to be causing people harm. And this is what you're doing to these people. So what I could say is that if you have practiced doing these type of dark arts, which is what I call them, mind control energies, remember the ETs are transmitting this to you to actually do these healings, you are causing thousands, if not millions of people harm by bringing in these extraterrestrial beings, these energies that I talked about, to them. So think about that twice before you involve yourself in a group to bring in these energies, because you are really doing a devastation to humanity here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Chris, do you have another question, or is there a divine energy that you'd like to have brought in, or a healing sample that you'd like to experience?
Chris, are you there? I keep trying to talk with the mute on. Sorry about that.
There we go.
If I could just comment on what Ron just said.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
Great information. That's actually all I'm going to say. Just great information. Ron has been answering all the questions that I wrote down, like, threefold. Every time I ask a question, he answers three of them that I wrote down.
That's great.
So if we could bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene.
Sure.
I really enjoy her.
Great. So let's bring her in through the light being, okay? So if you're new to the program, or if you're not new, just scroll down on the page here, Creation Lightship Healing. And if you're on the website listening, it's also there too, about maybe a fourth of the way down also. So bring up the light being, and we're going to energize her right now. And you're going to feel this beautiful energy coming through. Now, the light being is going to be the spirit energy from the creation lightship of Mary Magdalene. So here she comes. And I'm going to count to 10 so she'll know where her energy level is, so she can bring it into you. And at 10, she'll be at what she believes is proper for this show. So here we go. And then we'll sample it from there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, let me just see how it feels here. To me, it's a little weak. Is it weak for you, Chris, out there, and Sylvia?
I would like it to be energized a bit more.
Okay, here we go. So we'll get it to increase. There we go. Stronger, stronger. Oh, that's getting better. Stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. A lot more. Stronger. Okay, that's feeling better. Did it about tripled here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels good to me. Okay, I'm used to this energy. So just sit back and relax here. I'll put some music on. And we'll just enjoy the energy of Mary Magdalene here coming through. This is your energy from the light ship, and her spirit is with you on the monitor screen. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow, that was wonderful. Well, Chris, how was that for you?
Oh, that was great. It definitely prompted me to ask this question, Ron. Could you please talk about Mary Magdalene and her connection with the light ship?
Yeah, she's one of the light beings that came here from the light ship to help Jesus and facilitate a lot of the healings and to do healings on people. So the information that we have will be in a book coming out shortly, and it'll be a book on Mary Magdalene. And it'll be like looking out of her eyes, and you're actually going to be able to experience her life with Jesus here on this planet. So it'll be coming out shortly here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so, well, we have about, let's see, 10 or 15 minutes left. Time's going by very fast here. So what would you like to get into next, Chris? Are there more questions that you have or other energies you'd like to experience?
I actually have a couple more. Well, I have this one question. Now, I've heard Ron speak about and perform this healing before, expanding our heart centers so that it envelops our whole body. Can you talk about that? Like, what the benefits of having your heart center envelop your whole body and how to do that process for yourself?
Well, yeah, the reason why you'd want to do this is so that you're able to have every cell of your body connect with the divine energy. And so that's the main reason. And then it all depends a little bit on how much spirit energy you have with you. So if you're only about 20% like most people, and I think most people listening here are probably much more than that, then it's a little hard for your spirit to unite with everything in your body because, you know, it has to go from here to there, and it can't really stretch itself out like a rubber band. So the main thing is to connect your spirit energy as much as you can inside of your body, and that will replenish the cells of your body with healing energies. And so the main thing is to get your spirit more in your body, which is why we did the entity clearing at the beginning of the show here. And you can always invoke more of your spirit into your body. We can do an exercise here, which I do periodically, and that's I now increase my life force energy. This will help everybody. So what you want to do is just put your hands in front of your heart center and move them out a little bit, maybe 6 inches, 10 inches away, and kind of move them back and forth or out further and come in slowly, and allow your body to tell you where the energy is between the palms of your hands. And you're going to say an affirmation out loud, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And you want to say that about 10 times. And each time you move your hands, you say it, move your hands further apart, come in and sample, then say it again and move them out. So let's just do that together here. You're going to find more spirit energy with you, and this will aid in your healing. And it's also going to give you a different consciousness because you'll start to become more heart-centered the more often you use this healing. And this is great for practitioners, massage practitioners, et cetera, because you want to try to ward off as much as you can the energy from some other person. I can't say that it'll keep the little critters from coming into you, but, you know, it will help you with energetic psychic attacks. So here we go. We'll start off here. So sample your energy. And we'll say, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 So you should feel a little bit higher. You should feel like maybe your hands are buzzing. Your body may be buzzing because you have more energy of your spirit with you. So this will help you out a lot. I had one lady comment to me, I believe on an email, and she worked with a bunch of other ladies, and they were kind of open, they were open after doing this process. And so she kind of mentioned about, gee, it feels kind of negative in here, in the room. So she allowed them to do this exercise, which actually helped the whole group out. And so now they do it in the mornings, and they get along better. So it's a nice way to start the day and to be more in that love energy, because all of a sudden you are. This invokes your spirit more into your body. And then when your spirit's more with you, and it can integrate more with your cells of your body, then you're going to have more healing. So that's the benefit of doing this. The other major benefit is if you had your emotional years done, emotional clearing, then your spirit can definitely come more fully into you. Remember, your spirit cannot and will not come into emotional traumas. So back to you, Sylvia. That's your genetic makeup of who you are.
Okay. So what's next, Chris? Chris, are you out there? There we go.
Okay. I'm very curious about the feeling the divine energy of Buddha.
Okay. So, let's watch the light beam again. We'll bring in the energy of Buddha. This is his spirit energy. And here we go. So I'll count the 10 as he comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So I'll put some music on again. So you can have this wonderful experience of Buddha coming. And he's here. And again, you're going to feel his energies through your heart center. It never works in the mind because the mind is not heart. So if you're trying to figure out the energies somehow inside of your head, your mind doesn't have a clue. Sylvia. Turn it back over to you.
Okay. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful energy. So I just want to bring up a question or two really quickly. We have one person asking on the fast chat if the parasite removal is going to be one of the ones that you set up on the online option for people.
Yeah, I'm checking into that to see how they want to present that. So, yes, I am checking with the doctors on the light ship on that and how that's going to work out. I was a little reluctant to do that unless I had enough horsepower down here to help people out. So that's the reason why it's not up quite yet. But they're coming through a lot stronger now in assistance here. So I just didn't want to leave anybody in a lurch here. But you can repeat it over again, too. So anyway, yeah, more than likely I'll look into that. Check the website within maybe 4 or 5 days from now, and it may be up there. Back to you, Sylvia.
Wonderful. Well, unfortunately, our time is up for tonight.
Oh, geez,
so we
it's
have
already
to,
that time. Holy
moly. I know. We have to close off. But, Chris, do you think you'd be able to come on with us tomorrow night for the first half of the, well, just come on for the show, and then we'll have about a half an hour for question and answers before we go to the light ship?
Most certainly.
All right.
I'll be here.
Wonderful.
Hey. So do you have a special energy, Chris, you want to bring in? We got about a minute.
Can we do the 12 sources?
Yeah, I can bring them through all at once here. So here we go.
Yes, please.
And we'll be signing off in a minute here. So here we go. Number one's coming through. And two, and three, and four, and five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, and 12. There we go, everybody. So these energies will be with you for probably, we'll just say, till half past the hour here. Just leave your monitor screen turned on and just bathe in these, or bask in these beautiful energies here. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the light ship. So thank you, Chris, for being a sponsor. We really appreciate that. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I'll just say good night. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everyone who is listening, and all of those of you on the fast chat. And we'll see you tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific. Good night and blessings.
Night, everybody.